This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Thrilled to be with you this weekend. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I'm just providing the musical soundtrack for the day. Well, at least for a couple of hours. And today we're having some fun with Valentine's Day. No mushy, sappy love songs here. Some silly, crazy, and wacky tunes about love. And on the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the second weekend of February in 1945. And an interesting quirk with the Billboard charts this week, there's 13 top 10 records. That's because if there were ties, they didn't skip the next number. For example, we have a tie at number 5. Normally, the 6th position would be omitted and you'd start again with 7. But it's kind of like a horse race where you have 1A and 1B. So we have some extra tunes to play this weekend, which is fine by us. And we start this hour at number 5, where two records share the spot. One of those, the pairing of Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you, wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow. Making believe it's you.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you, wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow. Making believe it's you.
Dancing like we used to do.
Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow. Making believe.
Ella Fitzgerald with the Ink Spots, I'm Making Believe, at number 5 this weekend in 1945. Coming down the charts after spending a couple of weeks at number 1, that was half of a double-sided number 1 record with Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall. For the Ink Spots, it's their 4th chart topper, for Ella, her 3rd. We've gone back 81 years on today's Seems Like Old Times, and now we're going to the movies. First, the short subjects. The Three Stooges are three pets in a mess. Mo, Larry, and Curly try to get a patent on their fly-catching invention. There's Hare meets Air. Bugs Bunny disguises himself as Hitler, Stalin, and Brunhilde when he confronts Erman Goering. And there's Drafty Daffy. Daffy Duck gets a visit from the draft board man.
What's all the hubbub? Bub?
There's a little man from the draft board outside. But he'll never catch me in a million years. Fun joke.
Well, now I wouldn't say that.
For the main features, from literature comes National Velvet with Mickey Rooney, Donald Crisp, and Elizabeth Taylor. There's Zorro's Black Whip. A misleading title because there's no Zorro, but a most capable heroine played by Linda Sterling. There's Brenda Starr, reporter with Joan Woodbury. And the latest from Abbott and Costello, here come the co-eds.
This is the caretaker's quarters.
Well, you should get a caretaker to take care of it.
That's just what you're for. Get busy and clean up.
Okay.
Come on, get busy.
Hey, you. There's only one reason why I don't punch you in the nose, and that's because I'm bigger than you are.
I'm bigger than you are.
That's a better reason.
Couple of monster movies in the theaters, House of Frankenstein with Boris Karloff and Lon Chaney. Chaney's also in The Mummy's Curse. Well, something a little more pleasing to the eye, there's Rita Hayworth in Tonight and Every Night. I'll Be Seeing You has Ginger Rogers, Joseph Cotten, and Shirley Temple. Sunday Dinner for a Soldier with Ann Baxter and John Hodiak. Frederick March and Agnes Moorhead star in Tomorrow the World. There's Gregory Peck in The Keys of the Kingdom. The Suspect has Charles Laughton and Ella Raines. The last film for the late Laird Krieger in Hanover Square, joined by George Sanders and Linda Darnell. And Raymond Chandler's Farewell, My Lovely comes to the screen as Murder, My Sweet, with Dick Powell as Philip Marlowe.
Okay, Marlowe, I said to myself, you're a tough guy. You've been sapped twice, choked, beaten silly with a gun, shot in the arm until you're as crazy as a couple of waltzing mice. Now let's see you do something really tough, like putting your pants on.
And for the musical films, the fictional biography of Frédéric Chopin and A Song to Remember, with Cornell Wilde, Paul Muni, and Merle Oberon. Disney brings us The Three Caballeros. Hollywood Canteen has Joan Leslie with many stars and cameos. And Here Come the Waves with Bing Crosby and Betty Hutton. And the soundtrack features the Johnny Mercer Harold Arlen song Accentuate the Positive. And the Artie Shaw Band's versions at number 5 this week.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm against. Settle back and just sit tight. Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
In the top five this weekend in 1945, there's three recordings of Accentuate the Positive. That's the Artie Shaw version, tied at number 5, with the vocals by Imogene Lynn. Trumpeter was Roy Eldridge, and the guitar, Barney Kessel. And that's the biggest hit for Artie Shaw since Stardust back in 1941. Hey, and now this important message from February of 1945.
Time I'd like to use to remind you that you're really missing something until you try having wine with your dinner. And I mean a Petri wine. Let's say a Petri California Burgundy or a Petri California Sauterne. Both wines are just made to make good food taste better. If you like a red wine, try Petri Burgundy. Try it with hamburger, with stew, with any meat or meat dish. And if you like a delicious white wine, a wine that'll make chicken taste better than ever, try a well-chilled Petri Sauterne. With food, nothing can take the place of a good Petri wine.
Harry Bartell touting Petri wine, one of the largest domestic producers of vino here in the United States in 1945. Now, this next record was going to be part of our Valentine's Day celebration, but it turns out it's at number 4 on the charts this week. It's Spike Jones and Cocktails for Two.
Oh, what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two. As we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette, two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Most any afternoon at 5. We'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
From Long Beach, California, 33-year-old Lindley Armstrong Jones, Spike Jones to his friends. The fourth biggest record in the USA this weekend, 1945. It was a million seller for the City Slickers and featured the vocals of Carl Grayson. Well, what's making news here in February of 45, the War Food Administration ordered the amount of utility beef to be set aside for the armed forces increased from 50% to 70%. So civilian meat supplies will be noticeably lower this year than last. In the fashion world, excessive frills have been cut to save fabrics. However, the illusion is ingeniously retained. A bit of ruffle, a flirt of peplum, or cleverly spaced gathers somehow bring about the desired effect and styling. And last week in Chicago, the annual spring and summer apparel market and gift show, but they weren't really enjoying themselves. The government's virtual ban on convention travel made this convention the last such gathering any of the buyers would attend until the transportation crisis eases. They were already strapped for merchandise, but according to Time magazine, with few exceptions, the apparel manufacturers were accepting no new customers. Spokesmen warned that the apparel industry faces a possible decline of $500 million. That's the effect the war is having here in the USA in February of 1945. And as we head back to the Billboard charts and check in at number 3, Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters try to keep morale high.
You got to accentuate the positive feeling. Combine it to negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
And gather round me, chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You got to spread joy
up to the maximum.
Bring gloom
down
to the minimum.
Then
Otherwise, I'm liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate,
well, illustrate
my last remark.
You got the floor.
Jonah
in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Bing Crosby, the Andrews Sisters, and the Vic Schoen Orchestra, number 3 this weekend, 1945, and their version of Accentuate the Positive. One of the records we were playing 77 Februaries ago. And we're playing those memories again today, here on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're having fun with Valentine's Day. And you know, relationships can be difficult at times. They can be very trying, very frustrating. And we have a few records here that portray that quite accurately.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Gauze.
Gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
A little more gauze.
We don't have any more gauze.
That's all the gauze?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. We had a small roll of gauze.
Give me a sponge.
Sponge.
Clamp.
You have the clamp.
Suture.
We have a suture.
Edith.
Yes?
I love you.
Please, please.
Sponge.
You have the sponge.
Give me another sponge. I want
you
two sponges.
All the sponges.
I have two sponges.
We don't. We only had two sponges.
This is terrible when we wrangle this way.
But
why do you avoid me?
We have two sponges.
Why do you avoid me in the hall?
I don't avoid you in the hall.
You turned your back at the coffee machine.
I didn't turn my back.
You deliberately turned your back.
Excuse me, the oxygen is failing.
Edith, don't change the subject.
But it's failing.
Well, turn it up.
Well, I'm trying to.
Is there somebody else?
Is there something you'd like? A suture? Sponge? Something?
Is there somebody else?
I don't care to discuss it now,
thank you. It's Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't care to talk about it.
I saw you in the cafeteria.
I just don't care to talk about it, Dr. Harris. Now, would you like anything else? Otherwise, I'd like to go.
Go in the middle of an operation?
Well, I have nothing else to hand you. You've got it all in the patient.
Edith, what have I done to hurt you this way?
You haven't done anything to hurt me. I just wish you wouldn't badger me.
Badger you?
I need time to think. I told you that before.
I don't know you like this. You're cold. You're diffident.
Because you badger me.
I haven't badgered
you. You're only making me run away.
Is it badgering you to tell you I love you? Is that badgering you?
Please do not tell me over and over in the cafeteria and in operations.
Right, I'm sorry. Give me a needle.
Needle.
Thread.
Would you like me to thread the needle?
I don't even know what I'm doing. Yes, thread it, please.
All right. Catgut?
Yes.
Cheer up. Come on, I have a little joke for you. Knock, knock.
Oh.
Come on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Catgut.
Catgut who?
Catgut your tongue? Oh, come on.
Edith, why are you torturing me?
I'm not. I was trying to cheer you up.
Well, there's only one way you can cheer me up, and that's to say yes.
Please, please, Dr. Harris, not now. This is how you drive me away every time.
Put your finger on this knot, please.
All right, but don't do anything funny.
I'm not doing anything funny. I'm sewing up the patient. All now, right. It's you who starts these
things. All right, all right.
Oh, I do love you so.
Oh, please, please, let go of my finger. I knew you were going to do this.
Please, no, don't pull back. I do. I love you. I love you.
Let go of my finger.
Don't pull back. You're pulling the stick.
Please, Dr. Harris, stop.
Edith, it is Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it now,
it's
please.
It's very important to me to know whether it's Pinsky or not.
Give me time to check. Now the oxygen is failing again.
Let it fail. I'm sick of this torture.
Please, so, Dr. Harris, everyone is looking at you.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes.
Dr. Harris, you're being impossible.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes, Edith.
Dr. Harris, this patient will die.
I've been tortured long enough. Yes or no, which is it going to be?
This is absolute blackmail.
I don't care. I don't care what lengths I go to anymore. All is fair and all that.
Dr. Harris, you're a doctor. A doctor. Doesn't that mean anything to you,
yes,
a surgeon?
I'm a doctor, Edith, but I'm a man also, and I will not go on with this operation until you give me your answer, and it better be yes.
I have no choice. Yes.
All right, then. Clamp, darling.
You're a darling, you're an angel, and I love ya. But you always get me steamed somehow. You just gotta stop before I blow my top.
One of these days, one of these days, pow!
On our honeymoon, I took you to Niagara, and it ended in a great big row. Oh, you did me wrong, you brought your ma along.
One of these days, one of these days, pow!
When my shirts need a button, where are you? When my socks get holy, what do you do? When I come home hungry and upset, a cold dinner and an argument is all I ever get. Though you tell me that you positively love me, maybe I don't understand somehow. Though I'm 6 foot tall, you make me feel so small.
One of these days, one of these days, pow!
When my shirts need a button, where are you? When my socks get holy, what do you do? When I come home hungry and upset, a cold dinner and an argument is all I ever get. Though you tell me that you positively love me, maybe I don't understand somehow. Though I'm 6 foot tall, you make me feel so small.
One of these days, one of these days, pow right in the kisser. One of these days, one of these days, pow!
Ralph.
Baby, you're the greatest.
That was Jackie Gleason from 1954 in his Ralph Cramden role in One of These Days. And before that, the improvisational pair of Mike Nichols and Elaine May from 1962, A Little More Gauze. And now we go to the bandstand with Guy Marks.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, the Cumbican Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettvillevanian. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2 1/2 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone. You burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas.
One of my favorite love songs of all time, Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. That's Guy Marks from 1968. 10 years later, it was re-released, made it onto the British pop charts, which led to Guy's appearance on Top of the Pops. As we're crazy about Valentine's Day on Seems Like Old Times. It's February 1945 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And let's take a quick look at sports. The Packers are NFL champions. They beat the Giants 14-7 in the title tilt back in December. An Army dominated college football with a perfect season, scoring more than 50 points a game. In college basketball, big men are the stars. DePaul's 6'10 George Mikan and Oklahoma A&M's 7-footer Bob Kurland. There's now a goaltending rule to keep them from dominating the basket. DePaul would take the NIT title. A&M won the NCAA. In the NHL, Montreal is running away with the regular season, but they'd be beaten in the semifinals by Toronto. Then the Leafs would beat Detroit in 7 games for the Stanley Cup. There'll be no player inductees to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Frank Chance, Rube Waddell, and Ed Walsh came close, but none got the three-quarters vote. And that's sports from this weekend in 1945. And we're at number 2 on the countdown with a third version of Accentuate the Positive, this time by the song's writer, Johnny Mercer.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept that you ain't the positive event. Might hate the negative and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No.
You got to accentuate the positive,
yes, yes.
Find it the negative and latch on,
yes, yes.
To the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Runner up this weekend in 45, Johnny Mercer's Accentuate the Positive. It'll wind up topping the radio charts for a couple of weeks. Also today, we're having our Valentine's special, so we're getting all lovey-dovey, just like Eartha Kitt.
Birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if shy, do it. Waiter, bring me shad roe in shallow shoals. English souls, do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Let's.
You're a lovely dancer.
Yes?
Oh, I enjoyed that very much.
I wish I could say the same about you.
Well, you couldn't if you were as big a liar as I am.
Oh, you flatter us.
Hey, you're very smart.
Yeah, I know.
What do you attribute to smartness?
Well, to three things. Yeah. The first one is my very good memory.
That's one.
And the other two, I forgot.
You forgot.
Yeah.
Why don't you read books? That'll make you remember.
I do read books.
You read books?
Yeah.
Do you read good books?
That's the only kind I read.
Did you ever read any books by Shakespeare?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
How did you like Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, I don't think they compare with Shakespeare.
You don't think they compare with Shakespeare?
No.
Look, Romeo and Juliet are not authors.
Yeah, well, that's just what I told my mother. I read their books, and if they think they're authors, they're crazy.
Look, let me straighten you out. Romeo and Juliet is a book written by Shakespeare where a man makes love to a girl on a balcony.
Yeah, well, that's just why I didn't read it, because I feel if a fellow can't afford to take his girl in the orchestra, he shouldn't take her to a theater at all.
Look, let's have a soda. I'm ready to faint. I mean, this has got me.
Well, I know what
I'm having a little trouble.
Say, you know what?
What?
We forgot to serenade her.
Well, let's do it now.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Keep the love light burning in your eyes so blue. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
From their 1938 film, Swiss Miss, that's Laurel and Hardy. Ollie singing and Stan playing the horn. We also heard from George Burns and Gracie Allen from a movie short in 1932, before they hit it real big. Let's Dance was the title of that. And we started it off with Eartha Kitt and Henri René's orchestra from 1954, doing Cole Porter's Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, as we're loving Valentine's on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the website. It's oldtimesradio.com. There you'll find our list of great affiliates, also the schedule of upcoming programs, and of course the wildly popular Listen Now page. That's the archives section. So after you listen to the show live on your favorite station, I'm sure you'll want to hear it again. Or maybe there's some reason you happen to miss the show one weekend. Well, you can get bailed out on the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous programs on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, here's our final Valentine song today. It's Alan Sherman.
Hello?
Is this 418-9749?
Speaking.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah Jockman, Sarah Jockman, how's by you? How's by you? How's by you to family? How's your sister Emily?
She's nice too.
She's nice too.
Jerry Bachman, Jerry Bachman, so what's new? So what's new?
What you doing, Sarah?
Reading John O'Hara.
He's nice too.
He's nice too.
Sarah Jockman, Sarah Jockman, how's by you? How's by you? How's your brother Bernie?
He's a big attorney.
How's your sister Doris?
Still with William Morris.
How's your cousin Shirley?
She got married early.
How's her daughter Esther?
Skipped a whole semester.
How's your brother Bentley?
Feeling better mentally.
How's your cousin Ida?
She's a freedom rider.
What's with Uncle Sidney?
They took out a kidney.
How's your sister Norma?
She's a nonconformer.
How's your cousin Lena?
Moved to Pasadena.
How's your Uncle Nathan?
Him I got no faith in.
I ain't heard from Sonia.
I'll get her to phone ya.
How's her daughter Rita?
A regular Lolita.
How's your cousin Manny?
Signed up with Victani.
How's your nephew Seymour?
Seymour joined the Peace Corps.
He's nice too, he's nice too. Sarah Jockman, Sarah Jockman, how's
Jerry
by
Bachman,
you?
Jerry
how's by
Bachman.
You?
give regards to High now. Gotta say goodbye now.
Give regards to Mo now. Well, I gotta go now. Toodaloo, toodaloo, toodaloo.
That's Alan Sherman from his 1962 album, My Son the Folk Singer, and Sarah Jockman. The voice of Sarah was Christine Nelson. And it's been Valentine's Day comedy on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our Spotlight year 1945. And let's go to the news desk and see what's happening in the war. And the Allies can taste victory. American troops cross the Siegfried Line into Belgium in January. The Soviets are moving in from the east. And General MacArthur has returned to the Philippines.
People of the Philippines, I have returned. By the grace of Almighty God, our forces stand again on Philippine soil, soil consecrated in the blood of our two people. We have come dedicated and committed to the task of destroying every vestige of enemy control over your daily lives and of restoring upon a foundation of indestructible strength the liberties of your people. The hour of your redemption is here.
And here's what's on the front pages this weekend. Lieutenant General Courtney Hodges' First Army won the bitter week-old battle for the Ruhr River by capturing Schwemmenau, and that's Ruhr spelled R-O-E-R. To the north, the Canadian First Army, gaining 3 miles, reached the Rhine River at Milligen and drove double spearheads to within 2 miles of Cleve. Meanwhile, Soviet Red Army forces plunged 24 miles beyond the Oder River, northwest of Breslau, and is driven within 90 miles of Dresden. Simultaneously, Russian forces, smashing toward the Baltic port of Stettin, expanded their front to the east in the city of Schneidemühl. Meanwhile, to the Pacific, superfortresses gave Tokyo probably its heaviest pounding in perfect daylight bombing weather, less than an hour after an earthquake shook the islands of Honshu and Hokkaido. Major General Curtis LeMay's 21st Bomber Command indicated that his 8th major attack on Tokyo was one of the most successful. And the U.S. 1st Cavalry, tightening the trap around Japanese holding out in southern Manila, has crossed the Pasig River in a wide outflanking maneuver and is within 3 miles of Manila Bay. And that's what's making the front page this weekend in 1945. And at the top of the Billboard music chart this week, an unusual event, 2 songs tied at number one. Once again, it's Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters on Don't Fence Me In.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. Do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do.
on my cayuse. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
The Co. number one record this weekend in 1945, Bing and the Andrews Sisters, Don't Fence Me In. Spending the last of 8 weeks at number one, their second chart topper together. For Bing, it's his 35th number one, and it's a million seller. Now Patti LaVerne and Maxine have the other number one record too, but all by themselves. It's a Calypso song from Martinique, and the lyrics were penned by Maury Amsterdam. Here are the Andrews Sisters and Rum and Coca-Cola.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, G.I. romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Now, Rum and Coca-Cola wasn't written by Maury Amsterdam. Turned out it was a musician from Trinidad named Lord Invader. He noticed the American GIs there like to chase their rum with Coke. Lord Invader would later win a royalties lawsuit, but Amsterdam was allowed to retain the copyright. And for a short time, the song was banned on radio. Not because of the lyrics, but because Coca-Cola was getting free advertising. Well, the record would be the Andrews Sisters' sixth number one of all time. It's been a total of 10 weeks atop the jukebox chart, and it was in its first week at number one on the sales survey this very weekend in 1945. Well, that's it for this week's show, my friends. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.